PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
A federal appeals court is giving President Trump the go-ahead to fire the leader of a top watchdog agency. Trump has been trying to fire Hampton Dellinger, who leads the Office of Special Counsel and investigates whistleblower reports filed by government workers. While lower courts and a federal judge stopped his termination initially, on Wednesday, an appeals court said Trump could fire Dellinger. The White House confirms it is holding direct talks with Hamas over the release of U.S. hostages. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said President Trump believes the talks are part of a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people. The IRS is getting ready to cut as much as half of its workforce. Michael Kastner reports.
That's according to multiple reports. It's part of the Trump administration's efforts to cut down on federal workers. The IRS has around 100,000 employees and has not yet finalized the exact number it will let go. The agency will submit its plans to the White House in the coming weeks. IRS workers have been getting laid off since the start of tax season, which the agency says will not affect the processing of tax returns.
A week after the bodies of Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa were found in their New Mexico home, their cause of death remains a mystery. Santa Fe Fire Chief Brian Moya says the New Mexico Gas Company has completed an extensive investigation of the house.
They checked the roof. They checked every vent. They checked every part that had to do with gas. They checked, and there was no major finding.
Moya says the bodies of Hackman and Arakawa were in similar condition, suggesting they died at roughly the same time. House Speaker Mike Johnson's chief of staff is being hit with DUI charges. Hayden Haynes, a powerful aide on Capitol Hill, was arrested Tuesday for drunken driving after President Trump's joint address to Congress. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Windy through the evening hours tonight. We'll have some rain and even a heavier thunderstorm early. Then just a leftover shower late tonight as the wind eases up a bit. We'll see low temperatures in the mid-40s. A cool breeze tomorrow. Intervals of clouds and sun. Highs will be in the lower 50s. And blustery and sharply colder tomorrow night. Lows will drop to near 30 with some clouds. And a gusty wind on Friday with sunshine and some clouds. High temperature 48. Wind chills, though, mostly in the 30s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 50 in Newark, 54 in Edison, 55 in Mount Holly. Fast traffic instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.